character flaw. I got a character flaw. You never please a mom. It's just a character flaw.
All right. It's character flaws. It's Wednesday night. We thought that, you know, we'd like to honor some of the great performers, writers, and comedians that are here in this town. So every Wednesday night at 10 o'clock, we bring you a new segment called Character Flaws. It's amazing how much talent is available in Chicago and available to this show. In this, we will bring you sketch comedy characters and, of course, improv. It's going to be a fun ride. So sit back and enjoy. I'll host it, of course, participate a little bit. We got some good stuff tonight. We're going to talk politics. We got to talk politics, right? I mean, this is going to be a big part of Character Flaws. Just the idea that there are so many different political storylines. Tonight, we're going to hear from someone who tells us who's worked a number of years in Chicago and talk about what it takes to run an effective campaign. He's a great kid, and I hope that he gives us some insight to what it takes for some of the presidential candidates who are gearing up here in Illinois because they had success in Iowa. We'll talk at that. Also, a tribute to Bob and Ray. Play some of the classic stuff the stuff we're going to play tonight. I think the one clip was 1951. Some great stuff. Of course, Bob Elliott died today at the age of 92, so we'll pick that up after the hour. But, you know, I wanted to start because all eyes are on New Hampshire now, and this is the big part because, you know, with Donald Trump losing and Ted Cruz winning there and Marco Rubio coming in third, there are a lot of votes that can go different directions. You know, people who were lined up with one candidate have moved, shifted. Well, who wins in New Hampshire may lose in South Carolina. So what I want to do is get kind of a temperature for who's voting for who, especially when it comes to the undecided voter. In New Hampshire. So joining us on the line now is an undecided voter, the Downloads undecided voter, Randy. Hey, Randy.
Oh, hey there, Justin. How you doing?
I'm doing good. So you're an undecided voter in New Hampshire, and I guess my first question to you is, why undecided? Why are you an undecided voter?
Well, I mean, I'm undecided. I can't figure nothing out. I mean, you know, I just have no idea which millionaire Washington, D.C. lawyer, or governor, or senator, or corporate lobbyist has the most in common with me.
Right.
You know, I'm sorry I'm not all fancy pants, and I don't shop at IKEA spending $1 million on stools. You know, I'm sorry I don't own a watch.
Right. No, I understand. I'm not making any judgment on whether or not you own a walk. You know, we've talked, Randy, and I know you started, you know, early on in the campaign saying you were a Trump guy. You were going to vote for Trump. Why aren't you staying with Trump?
Well, you know, I'm the owner of a double wide, and I'm considered a bit of a character on trivia night at the Buck and Donkey. So I thought, you know, a real estate magnate and reality TV star was kind of my type of folk. But then my friends Travis and Travis Jr. and Lil Travis started getting all the attention on Trivia Nights by saying these hilarious Trump lines. And there's one thing I can't stand, it's people not paying attention to me, which is why I'm undecided. Everybody loves an undecided guy. Pay attention to me. Hey, pay attention to me. I don't know what I'm doing. Pay attention to me.
Well, I mean, Randy, you also have the ability to move to the other side of the aisle. I mean, you could what about Hillary Clinton?
Oh, I got choices. That's what America's all about. You know, wait, now, I got to tell you, Hillary, you know, as a man who has gotten in touch with the wife a few times, I do like a lady who'll let a few mistakes slide, you know, when her husband goes out with his buddies, has one too many drinks, and ends up ruining the election cycle for his vice president. You know, but I started hearing all this about Benghazi, and I was like, well, hello, Your Majesty. Sorry, I'm not all frou-frou in New York City. You know, I want a president who eats like I do. You know, Pabst Blue Ribbon, some Vienna sausages, not some fancy arugula and endive and Benghazi on their salad. For all I know, they grow that stuff in Saudi Arabia. So no thanks, Your Majesty.
Okay. So if it's not Hillary and it's not Trump, you're running out of choices. Who are you going to go for?
Well, you know, at first I was pretty excited that Tom Cruise was running for president. I'd like a president to go all Jack Reacher on ISIS.
Right.
But then someone told me he's not Tom's brother. He's Penelope's brother. And I don't know nothing about her or her politics. I didn't see you was holding a gun on the news the other day to appeal to working folk, but I don't take kindly to that. Hey, you know what? Maybe some of us can't afford a gun. If we have to murder something to death, I don't have that choice. Maybe if he does a press conference where he strangles something or beats something to death with a hammer, right. Then maybe I'll think again.
All right. I don't know. I mean, okay, so it's not Cruz. I mean, are you leaning for Bernie Sanders?
Yeah, Bernie Sanders. That's where I'm going right there. Bernie
wow.
Sanders. I think that's my man. Yeah.
All right. Well, why Bernie Sanders?
He is super white. He is like the whitest person I've ever seen. He's incredibly white.
All right.
I like that. I got a lot in common with that.
Downloads undecided voter Randy, who lives in New Hampshire, deciding who he's going to vote for president. Sounds like it's Bernie Sanders for all the right reasons. Thanks, Randy.
God bless you. God bless America. God bless the United States. And God bless Taylor Hart Jr.
There you go. There it is. Randy. All right. There you go. Randy, of course. It goes by his other name, Adam Witt, who joins us every week here on Character Flaws. More to come.